You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hello, Chip.
Hi.
I love that we got on... Oh, were you about to say something?
I was going
to
say, I love your... This is our first time recording with you in your new, like, sexy little nook.
Oh, in my new nook. I need to post about this on Instagram because I set up... I call it my little sound booth in my house. It was, like, in between two rooms at the top of my stairs, there was this random nook. I always think this about houses. Like, what are you supposed to put there? You know, like, it's those right. weird spaces. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on me, oh, my God, that's the best sound in my whole entire house. Why have I not made that into a sound booth
that's
yet?
Great. How are you lit from behind? Is there a lamp back there?
Me and my friend, we, like, decorated this space. She did, like, some feng shui shit. And then we lit from, like, behind this chair and in front of it so you can see into the nook in case I want to post things on, you know, Instagram.
That's cute.
Anyway, I'll post it for you guys so you
can see.
Yeah,
you guys can see it eventually.
But it's super cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's looks like it's good energy. You'll be comfortable there, too.
It's supposed to be on brand. Can you tell? It's like my podcast picture. It's got, like, a disco ball and this pompous
sage,
grass behind
a crystal,
me.
Like,
well, because you know, I mean, I'd be talking about heavy shit in here. Gotta keep
speaking of heavy shit, we might have some heavy shit to talk about today.
Okay, well, you just made it sound like you're about to shit your pants. And that's
no, not no, no. The word heavy might be associated with what we talk about.
Heavy flow, if you will.
Yes.
So let's just go ahead and jump into what Chip loves to send me on Instagram to start. Chip, more than any human I've ever met, gets served.
I'm a vagina expert.
Ads. Well, expert, let's use that term loosely. He gets served ads and like any sort of meme about vaginas. Like it is like nothing I've ever seen. It's like you put that out there at one point because you thought it was funny to act like you were a vagina expert. And now Instagram and your algorithm has listened and you get like literal ads about anything related to vaginas and like diagrams. Like, yes. He's sending me.
I love to send them to her and be like, just in case you didn't know, here's all your erogenous zones. And she's like, thanks.
I'm like, gee, thanks for educating me on my own body. Yeah, it's always really funny coming from Chip. But since this week was Valentine's Day and we have been talking about love and sex all month, and we will continue to do so, Chip actually sent me one of the ads that he got served, and it was really interesting to me. Do you want to tell the listeners about the ad, Chip?
Yeah, so it's from Kotex. Do they make tampons or are they just a pad?
Well, I don't know. You're the vagina expert.
Well, the artwork has a pad on it. So I'm going to say
anything,
they're a pad
they do
company.
Anything. It's like Playtex, Tampax,
okay.
Kotex. Those are the brands.
Why do they all end in X?
Because you want to like X yourself when you have your period.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so this was a site called Now This, which is a news site. And they were amplifying the story that Kotex was doing a promotion around Valentine's Day. I'll read you the post. It says,
please do.
Kotext is helping to, Kotext is hoping to normalize conversations around periods, and more specifically, period sex, with a new Valentine's Day campaign. The menstrual hygiene brand is offering Let's Have Period Sex chocolate boxes in collaboration with Phasey, a company that makes food designed to help people on their periods. The heart-shaped box contains 5 truffles made with libido-boosting shatavari, as well as 4 pads. Ooh. According to a survey conducted by Kotex, nearly 40% of women said that having their period on Valentine's Day would stop them from having sex that day. It also found that only 50% admitted to being comfortable talking about period sex. The boxes are $35 each and can be purchased at letshaveperiodsex.com by people 18 and older. I will warn all listeners, they are sold out.
Well, we're also recording this. It's going to go up after Valentine's Day.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think that means they did their job with advertising.
They reached the audience. That's for sure.
Interesting thing. A pad, man, you lose me at pads. I have not worn a pad since 7th grade.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to say it feels a little like they're targeting diaper. A young user.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I guess
they're trying to like indoctrinate into period sex at a young age so that maybe any sort of weirdness or shame that's around it is eradicated.
Are you trying to say that they're pitching this to like 7th graders that still wear pads?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, definitely
or old
some
women.
I mean,
don't
some
older women
people
move
wear
back to pads?
Well, like I think that's for all stuff? After okay. Listen, for a vagina expert, you don't know a lot.
I just think I do.
I know you don't, though. So no,
you I'm have just to sharing, wear. Sharing listen, with you I'm on my learning journey. You know.
Okay. Okay. Well, to educate you, I've never had a baby personally, but yes, you do have to wear diapers because you rip down there
right.
for a minute. And I say diapers because that's the easiest way to sum it up. I know it's not that. And then older women wear Depends and stuff, but that's not just for your period.
That's for
like,
peeing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's for leakage. All things.
Yeah. Leakage.
Bowel movements, all of it, because you can't fully control it as you get older. You know, it's like we regress back into childhood almost. But yeah, so the interesting thing to me is that they do the pad thing. But I guess if you're having sex, you can't be wearing a tampon.
Good point.
You're only doing clit play.
Okay.
So let's dive into this. Let's just dive
in. I might need a diagram.
Yeah. Let me take out my whiteboard real fast. So anyway, I personally don't care about period sex. This was interesting to me because I was like, oh, is there a stigma? And then do some women care? And since you've sent me that ad, I started asking around because I just got really curious. Like, wait, I haven't thought about this being weird in a long time. I have my own things with it, and I'll say those in just a second. But like, are there actually some women who don't do it during that time of the month, or that like that would stop them from ever having sex if it was Valentine's Day and they wanted to with their partner and stuff? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, as a gay man, I have had sex with women, so I'm not a gold star gay. But I think, you know, gold star gays are really grossed out by vagina. Most of them are.
Yes.
And I feel like if I apply that sort of thing, and which is really coming from a non-understanding of what they are.
Okay.
Which I feel like most straight males probably have zero understanding. It's just something that they like
exactly.
to fuck.
Exactly.
Adding the element of bleeding is just like, there's like an ick factor to it because it's more about ignorance. So I feel
that,
like
yeah.
because of that, knowing that guys are not educated about it, there is some sort of shame because if a guy's like, ooh, gross, I'm not fucking you when you're on the rag or whatever, it's like that would stick with you for a really long time.
100%.
Right?
And this is what we were kind of talking about this before the podcast, and you read some statistic that made me think of this. But I said, if you're going to read that statistic, I have some shit to say to those people.
Well,
like,
I'll read the 3 statistics. One of them I already read. 50% admit to being comfortable. Only 50% admit to being comfortable talking about it at all.
That's wild. Okay.
That's wild. 54% of women are open to having period sex, but nearly 40% are embarrassed or unsure about suggesting it to their partner.
Wow. Okay.
And then this is the other one. Worse. Nearly 25% of women who have started their period during sex have been shamed by a partner for doing so.
That was the one that set me off. You know what I want to say to those fucking men? You would not be here if I didn't bleed.
Right.
So go fuck yourself.
Well, also, it's not like you're like, ooh, I'm just going to shit right now. It's like you can't control it. Like, no, but when it starts, it starts.
Totally. But it's our body's process for releasing. So like we have to do that to be able to produce eggs and then to carry babies.
Also,
and
you're lucky your dick's inside me. You know what I mean? It's like... Like, are you kidding?
It's just so gross. Also, our bodies are the most fascinating, beautiful things. Like, I think all bodies, male bodies too, but the way that women's bodies work to create and hold and build a human body.
Nurture, yeah.
It's crazy. The fact that that ever works, that we can get pregnant and have a baby, is wild to me.
And, like and then feed the baby off of your body. Like all it that. Is, I just, it's.
Can you, like, that is crazy that our bodies are made to do that. So anyone shaming you for that is so immature ignorant. And dense and ignorant.
It's ignorant because you're not really thinking about what it is. You know, yeah. Like it's at the end of the day, it is part of like a pretty amazing cycle of life.
Right.
But I can also understand if you're not educated on it, just being grossed out by the idea of it.
Well, so, you need to grow the fuck up is right. All I would say.
So I guess then that leads me to like why I was curious about this thing landing in my inbox and sending it to you being like, I think this is a great topic.
Well, I'm curious why it landed in your inbox too.
Yeah, actually, well, you know, but... vagina expert over here, like maybe they thought I was going to have some period sex.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Have you had period sex?
Have I had periods? Okay. Have you met me?
So, like, will you, for those people who have not...
Okay.
And are listening.
Yes.
How does it differ?
Are you
interviewing me right
now? How does it differ?
Okay. A little bit. How does it differ?
I like this.
Is it really messy?
Yes. Okay. So here I will say I have a couple holdups myself with period sex sometimes. And the interesting thing about that time of the month is that we are way more sensitive downstairs. So I will say this, like the couple days leading up to my period and then the couple days after, I am literally the horniest I am of all times. Specifically the days after, and that's because we start ovulating. Again,
right, like
going
your
back,
body's telling you, have a baby.
Yeah, your body literally starts to be like, okay, you need to go have sex because this is when you could get pregnant. Not that we like would know that. That's all like just happening, but it's obviously if you do your research.
Yeah, that's your instincts. We're animals.
No, you just literally want to go have sex.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then when you're on your period, it can be a similar feeling. Like you're more sensitive down there. The nerve endings are all activated. Like even if I would go get Botox or something right before my period, it hurts so much worse because your whole body is just sensitive.
Right.
So a lot of times it's great for that. And then also, like, if you have really bad cramps, like they say having sex or masturbating can really help with that because it's like a release down there.
And you're getting the pleasure, the extreme pleasure.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And like, so it just can feel a lot better to women and to us. The downside for me is like the first couple days of my period, the flow is always pretty heavy and sometimes it can be clumpy. This is where I'm going to lose my gay friend over here.
I'm like, I need to go use the bathroom.
But yeah, sometimes your period can, you can get a little clotty depending on like what you've eaten. If you've had alcohol recently, like there's all these things that factor into it, which is another thing that women need to probably be respected for because we go through a lot. But
it's a murder scene. You get like,
yes.
If you need to clean up a murder, call a woman.
No, no shit.
Call a woman who has period sex.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Because what I used to say to like men that I've been doing that with is like, ooh, I don't know. It's the first day. It's going to be like a fucking massacre. And the truth is, though, most men are so horny all the time. They don't care.
Right,
like,
right.
Whatever, you know, but the suggestion is always just put a towel down. It's still messy, and especially the first couple of days. But by day three for me, I mean, it's like kind of a non-event. It's just sort of like added lubrication even, you know? Like, it's just not that big of a deal. I've right. even had guys who don't care about going down on you during that time of the month.
Interesting.
I thought that would shake you more than it just
interesting. Well, I hadn't even thought of that as an option.
I mean, I don't know how I feel. Like, the couple times that it's happened, it's kind of stressful to me because I'm like, doesn't it taste
like come up with a red mustache being like, I love you, baby.
Like you're a like, milk mustache.
And I never want to see you again.
I hope you guys are listening to this early in your morning on Friday.
Hope the kids aren't in the car.
Oh,
mommy, what's a milk mustache?
Yeah, so those are the things. And then obviously, like, if you're a person like me who I don't do birth control, it's never sat well with me. I just don't like the way it makes me feel. I also, something feels very unnatural about like stopping my period or dictating when it happens. Like I try to just, you know, those are the kind of things I don't like to do. Take pills.
Wing and a prayer.
Like that.
Wing and a prayer.
Well, it's, I mean, obviously worked for me so far. So, but yeah, so I think that if you're worried about pregnancy, the chances are a lot slimmer. I used to be like, you can't get pregnant on your period, but there is a slight, tiny chance because sperm can last in your body for up to, I think it's like 3 to 5 days after it's released. And so like, let's say for instance, you were at the end of your period and the sperm decided to be long living that time. And then you go into your ovulation. And so it could happen.
Like, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, I think the chances are low. Again, it's not like the highest thing, but you can still get like STIs and that kind of shit during your right. period. None of that changes, but I do think the chances of pregnancy lower. And so for some men, they really like that. Like it's like a free flying, you know, they can just let yeah. everything rip.
Right, right.
So to speak.
Literally.
But the shame piece is so crazy to me because I was saying it to you before the podcast. Like, I have read things about different time periods are actually in different cultures still to this day where women are sent off somewhere else when they're on their period, which actually, the more I think about it, I'm like, maybe that's great. Like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Because like,
do I get to skip work and still get paid?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. We actually should, like today, I am probably getting my period tomorrow. You're welcome, world, for knowing that about me. But
mark your calendars.
Yeah, everybody lock me into your Stardust app. But so, yeah, like I feel literally I woke up this morning. Nothing should be different. I feel like I have the flu, though, because my PMS is really bad this month. And it's just crazy because it's like I'm still working. I'm still doing all the things. I'm still supposed to function as if I'm, you know, feeling exactly the same as I always do. But I don't. And tomorrow I'll probably start bleeding and have cramps and all the stuff. And I'm just like, nobody should be shaming women. We should be applauding them because this is something like, I basically feel like I have two normal where I feel completely myself weeks a month. And then the other two are PMS and period.
Right.
And you guys are just floating around fucking the same all the time.
Let me tell you this for anyone, who doesn't know, in 2020,
Yes.
Actually, I think it, I don't think it passed until much later. I think it was last year it passed in Spain.
Uh-huh.
They give 3 days of menstrual leave to female workers.
3 days?
3 days, yeah.
That's actually kind of perfect because the first day or two is when you feel so terrible.
Yeah.
So I would probably take it on a day like today, like the day before, and then the first 2 days. And by day three, I'm like, let's go take over the world again. Let's go.
And you also, the law also stipulates that you get a 30-minute break for every woman during your period cycle. So like if you're at work, if you're at work, you get an extra like 30 minutes to like.
To do what?
I guess go rest or like,
yeah
I mean, because that probably applies to people that are working in retail too, that are interacting
on
with
your
people.
Feet and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is that?
In Spain.
Oh my gosh.
So I think it was the first country in Spain to do it. I mean, in Europe to pass a law like that.
Oh my God. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really sort of respectful law. And it's, I mean, that would never pass here because I feel like our government doesn't really respect women's bodies like they should.
Right.
And it's so male, our legislature's so male leaning that it's like.
They're the men who don't have period sex for sure.
Oh, they're the ones that shame women for starting their periods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we,
sad.
I thought you were about to. I know.
We like, I was like, where do we go from other? There? Like, I'm moving to Spain. Gotta go. Bye. Gotta pack my bags.
Oh, my God. It is just wild. But yeah, I really think it's interesting that the Kotex thing sold out.
Yeah. Wait, I've got another question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
If you are on your period and you're with like a newish guy, like before anything happens, do you say, yo, heads up, I'm on my period? Or do you just say, there's a surprise?
There's like, a surprise? Well,
the reason why I'm asking
is. He wouldn't think you were talking about your vagina. Or like a big bush or something.
Yeah, or something. And then you're like, surprise. Because if you warn somebody, does it give them license to shame? Not to shame, but like, does it set the tone that it's something that they should be afraid of?
I've just never been shamed. So I'm really like, I think it's like shocking that any, I will say this. I had one boyfriend who was kind of like, ew, gross, but he would do it in a joking way, but it still was such a turnoff to me because it just feels immature. You're just like, that's what I was saying earlier. Grow up. Like,
grow up. Yeah.
Obviously I'm a woman and thank God that my body functions and works. So it's going to bleed once a month. That's what happens.
Right.
That's how I came to this world. I can't do anything
about it.
How would
you feel? How would you feel though if he was like, I'm just not comfortable with it? Like, would you respect that?
I mean, well, you have to respect anybody's preference in sex. I mean, I'm not ever, but.
Or would you be, but would it upset you? Or
I think
like
it would probably,
you feel
it might upset me a little bit.
Yeah.
I definitely, okay, say like I was dating someone and it was the first time we were going to have sex or something. Is that what your question was?
That would probably make it like the most awkward time for it to happen, you know?
Which is not ideal. And this is why I will say it's not ideal for me. It's just because like, especially in the beginning stages of having sex with someone, you want to feel like your best self.
Right.
And like, obviously during a period, I'm bloated. I don't feel that great. Like it's more about the way that I feel in my own skin for me versus just like, whatever, but it's also messy and there's just like, it's just makes sex a little more, you know, but what I would do is like, if we were just making out and like things started to escalate, if hands started to be like, they were about to go down somewhere, I might
would
be
you
like,
be like, slow down partner. I'm not that type of girl. Or would you be like, Aunt Flo's in town. Keep your hands away. Like,
first of all, I would never say the first thing you said.
would you mask it?
Hey, by the way, bad time of the month for me, or Aunt Flo's in town,
right?
Forewarning, up to you, like, or maybe let's wait since it's the
Bring
first
a tarp.
Time. Do you have a tarp in the back of your car like a serial killer? Because if he did, then that would be the end of that.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah, but then what was the second part of the question? Now I can't remember because I have period brain. That's another thing.
I was just asking, like, how do you approach it? Like,
well, that's what I would just say.
If it's a new person, yeah, you would just be very upfront.
Oh, you asked me if it would offend me if he said no. I mean, like, I don't know if it would. Yeah, I actually kind of think it might.
Yeah,
I just think I don't know that offended is the right word, but I think it would show me that maybe we were a little different in sex because I'm more adventurous and like those kind of things would never bother me. But if you're going to get thrown off because it's a hard time of the month, then we're probably not going to be in alignment with how we like to have sex anyway.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because like that is just not that big of a deal.
I wonder if most guys aren't into it because they think women aren't into it.
The right answer, if there are any men listening, would be, I am totally okay with, I mean, like the answer that most women would appreciate. I am totally okay with it, but it's your body. So whatever you're comfortable with. So that like the woman is making the decision. If they're actually comfortable. I mean, they should answer truthfully. But like if they genuinely don't care, then put it back in the woman's court of what she's comfortable with.
Right.
And also reiterate, it does not bother me at all. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
We're all adults here kind of thing,
right.
You know,
okay.
Like more on that in line with that.
That's fair.
Any other questions for me, Dr. Chip?
No. I'm going to go write my vagina book.
Vagina monologues by a gay man.
I wonder if anyone's ever, like if any men have ever done that play.
I don't know. What a good question. It just stumped us both. So get on the Google box and figure it out. I mean, according to drbrighton.com, it says, as long as you feel comfortable, sex during your period is a good thing. It can bring you closer to your partner, relieve menstrual cramps, may shorten your period, and even make sex more enjoyable.
The shortening the period sounds like a real bonus.
Yeah. The biggest bonus of all.
I mean, it's like you even if you're single, you got to find someone like night one, just like knock this out of me.
You're like, can you help me get rid of this thing for quicker?
Better than pads.
Well, yeah.
Better than my doll.
Let me just tell you, since you don't know this either, pads do feel like wearing a diaper. And then
it feels like to have that. I mean, I have balls, but like they're situated differently than a pad. Like I feel like it would just
That's
feel
true.
Like
we don't have to deal with that.
I just feel like it would just feel like a bunch of underwear like crammed up, you know, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a diva cup?
Yes, I have. That's so actually you wear that on the inside though, right?
Yeah, I tried it once. It was way too messy for me. I mean, my friend said that means I did it wrong, but I was like, I don't want to. If that was wrong, I don't even want to know, right? Like, I just was like, done.
It just sounds like it is a recipe for disaster.
Oh, like, I get it. And it actually is probably healthier than a tampon. But yeah.
Better for the earth and all those things. But
for sure.
you know, if you run the risk of spilling it all over your friend's floor, if you're over there watching a movie or something, like
that was very specific and feels like maybe you have a story.
I don't. I just was envisioning like you trying to empty it and going everywhere.
Yeah, it did. That's what happened. It was like then it was all over my hand and it was just like, oh, this is messy.
Yeah, and then you had to cut your hand off, and then there was more blood.
And I shamed myself, and then it was anyway. We digress. But anyway, that was, we just wanted to like, we're here this month to normalize topics around sex and love. And I love that Kotex really just kind of went for it.
It went for it. And clearly it resonated.
Like it worked. Yeah. Sold out.
It was funny because the most liked comment was funny because it was negative in a humorous way. It said, let's discuss the real atrocity here. $35 for 5 chocolates and 4 pads. Hell nah. You know, it's like you would expect the thing, like there to be some negative feedback that was really high, but I love that it was like actually one that was humorous.
Yeah. I also think like they really did smart by putting chocolates. Like when you're on your period, chocolate is like, you definitely crave it.
Yeah.
Chocolate and French fries and all the things.
The second most liked comment is funnier too. It says, a warrior is never afraid to get blood on his sword.
Wow. I mean, that's true. That's what literally, that's why I was like, there's guys who are out there shaming people, because every guy that I've ever experienced that with is like, I don't care at all. And they really just want to have sex. So they're like, that is not going to stop me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But the massacre is a little bit wild sometimes.
Somebody said, but why 4 pads and not like a large towel?
I mean, that's what you put down like that. Right. If you're nervous about period sex, you just got to prepare. Like you put a towel down so it doesn't get all over the bed or the couch or wherever you're having sex. And then you just, usually I try to do a white towel because you can bleach them.
Yes.
Pro tip right there.
Or a black towel and you can't see anything.
Well, there you go. And you just wash it. But like you just anything that's like not going to stain. It is blood, so it could stain. But it's just really not that big of a deal. Think about the extra lubrication, you know?
Yeah.
Look at the plus sides here.
I mean, sex is already messy, you know?
And there's always opportunity for awkwardness, like queefing and other things. Like, well, you know, sex is just like, there's the funny stuff that happens and you could let it deter you or you could just laugh about it and keep moving on.
Yeah. Hey, if you let it deter you, you have less sex. So.
Amen.
It reminds me of this, one of my favorite memes that's like, people who think farts aren't funny are the real losers here, because you live the same amount of you have to live just as long and have the same amount of farts.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like, you might as well think it's funny.
Just laugh about it.
Yeah.
Or like be in awe of how amazing our bodies are.
Yes.
That's our tips for you guys on this topic of period sex. If you have any thoughts for us, you can always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com or leave us a voicemail. I've loved getting the voicemails from you guys. I cannot wait. Next week, I'm going to record my first solo episode with a voicemail question, which is awesome. I'm super excited about that. You can find that in the link in my bio on Instagram, which is @velvetsedge, or on the bio in Chip's Instagram, which is
@ChipDorsch, ChipDorsch.
And as you guys go into the weekend and you're having all the period sex ever, I hope you're living on the edge, having all the period sex you want. I hope you always remember to
act casual.
That kind of actually works.
Yeah, it really.
That was our new tagline all the time. That would be so
period sex. .. Act casual.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.